enormously problematic, actually, Olivia. It's certainly on par and potentially worse than that situation facing the farmers in this country. So our study emerged in response to widespread national concern about the mental health of those in the fishing industry, including a lot of reports of suicide and self-harm, as well as other kinds of symptoms of poor mental health. So hair loss, weight loss, sleeplessness, domestic breakdown and substance abuse.
So did you manage to pinpoint the major issues that are actually affecting fishers' health and well-being?
Well, the really interesting thing about this particular study is that for the first time it explicitly considers the health of fishermen alongside that of farmers. And the farming sector, as we know, has been plagued with poor mental health in recent years. And the response from the government and media has been really supportive, and which is wonderful, and rightly so. But the situation for fishermen has been virtually ignored. And this is particularly interesting given that the two primary industry sectors are managed under the same policy umbrella, so the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry. And the statistics that we have on health and wellbeing are the same, and many but not all of those pressures that make farmers so vulnerable to poor mental health are shared by those in the fishing industry. So being male, the majority of fishermen are male, working in rurally or in isolated circumstances, and working in situations of great uncertainty. So that includes, you know, the actual danger of taking to sea in a fishing boat, as well as the uncertainty of market fluctuations and catch fluctuations, but also tenure insecurity in the fishing industry. And this is really what makes the fishing industry different from that of the farming sector, and what has led us to kind of believe that there is a specific need for targeted intervention into the causes of mental health in the fishing sector. So what's strikingly different for fishermen is that they can't actually privately own the resource that they work, because the ocean is a public resource, which is managed by the government. So this introduces a level of insecurity to their experience, and that even though they have to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in licences and quota, think about that, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they can't take that investment to the bank to borrow against, because the bank is well aware that the government could remove those licences or cut the quota literally overnight with no compensation whatsoever. So for those families who are relying on fishing businesses, such as in the herring fishery over there in Albany, which has recently had their quotas cut, this ramps up the emotional fragility of their daily experience. Look, I'm really worried about them. There's a lot of people who are in a situation where they don't know what's going to become of them. Many of them have experienced closures in the past as well. So there's that compound stress and anxiety that comes with working for decades in an industry which is always on the edge of being shut down without any compensation.
Now, mental health issues are pretty well documented in the farming sector. There's funding being thrown at prevention programs. Do you think enough is being done in the fishing industry when it comes to mental health?
No, absolutely not. And
what else could be done to help, do you think?
I think many of the programs that are already extended to the farming sector are wonderful and should be continue to be extended to the farming sector. I'm from a farming background myself, so I understand that there are, you know, the pressures that farmers are under are very real. But these need to be extended to the fishing sector as well. Plus, in addition, there needs to be targeted programs put in place that address that financial insecurity that fishers face, that is additional to those stresses that farmers are under.